Welcome to Train the Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
I'm Neil Gorman. I'm from Worcester, and I'm on the Art and Animation course.
Hiya, Neil. How are you doing, mate?
Not so bad, Mark. How are you?
I'm very well, tar buddy. So, we've got quite a bit to cover with you, haven't we?
All right. I do try to keep me hand in.
So, tell me about all the stuff that you've been up to lately.
Well, over Christmas I did a couple of weeks for Lightwood Studios and Microsoft, doing a little bit of illustration, but it was for 50 apps, so I got a bit of a sweat on with that. So so we got, I had to wear a Myra Smallman, and she got Cat Forsyth, and a lad called Malik involved as well. And we managed to plough through them. It went really well. It was a good experience. Before that, we did the game jam, which was the world record, which was really good. I'm doing a little bit of work for Team Dart. Doing a little bit of work for Deb, as you know. And I've just been accepted for Birmingham University on the Masters Games Development course as well. And I also do life drawing on a Tuesday.
Just to add that little bit extra because you weren't busy enough.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So
I also work full time.
Is that it now? You sure?
Yeah.
What do you do full time, Neil?
I'm a plumber.
How long have you been doing that for?
I've been doing it for, well, a bit too long, really. I've been doing it for 20 years.
Have you? And then, so what made you decide to go from plumbing to game design and art instead?
Well, I've always been into games since I was about 4 years old, when my uncle first got an Intellivision, you know, with Pong and whatnot on it. And I've always, I used to go down the arcades and play 1942, and I've basically seen the games change all the way through to, like, the consoles and the Commodore 64, Sinclair Spectrum and all that. And a few years ago, I got a card through the door, Train the Game. It was just a postcard saying what Train the Game did. And I think it was just like a time in my life. I thought, yeah, I've got to do this. I'm gonna try this course out and just see how it goes. I never even, like before that, I never even dreamed about trying to design assets or anything like that. When I first fired up 3ds Max, I couldn't even model a box. So that's how it came about, really, and it's the best thing I ever did.
Excellent. So the Train to Game course has certainly helped you a lot if you're now going for a master's degree.
Oh, it's been absolutely unbelievable, really, and the people I've met along the way, including yourself and all the lads at Deb, everybody I've met along the way, you know, I've made so many friends. It's been great. That's been fantastic.
So how did the master's degree come about? How did you end up going for that?
Oh, well, it was just a punt, really. When I finish work, I do my coursework, and I also subsidise with digital tutors and other game stuff, and, you know, I just love it. It's my hobby as well as me love, really. So I saw this advertised on the internet, and I also saw that you were a gamer for a gamer camp. So I basically filled it all in and put my details in for what I've done in the past. I've done BTEC in engineering and NVQs and whatnot, and told them I was to train the game, and I sent them an email as well. And they got back in touch with me and gave me an art test.
Very nice, and I assume you pass out with flying colours.
Yeah, but it was a bit of a stretch, but you had it basically over 2 weeks, and you had so many polygons you had to adhere to, and textures and whatnot. So yeah, I sent it in. Then I got an interview, so I had to do an interview at Birmingham University. So I went, and the lecture got snowed in, so I had to do it over Skype. And it went really well. And a few days later, he sent me an email and said I was accepted unconditionally.
Excellent.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.